So, Dave, I want to explain my feelings about why second, third championships for NBA teams are so obviously not interesting, or interesting in a sort of pathetic way, because it's the same phenomenon as you see in tech, where people who achieve success with their first startup, then want to keep achieving success, but the next time they want to achieve success on their terms. See, to be successful in the first place, unless you're like, I don't know, I don't know, think I've ever seen this happen, where you get, effortlessly over the top successful. I mean, the ones that look like they are don't turn out to be successes. Like I'm thinking of Napster, for example. I mean, I mean, he did some good programming, and then he got really, and he was audacious, and he got, and his timing was perfect. I mean, absolutely perfect. Everybody was way over ready, and we were ready years ago for Napster, and it was technically possible years ago. So it was 2000. I think that was the year that it happened. But for the most part, you have to throw everything you have. Like, it's like Butler last night. I mean, he willed that team to win. I mean, the drive of that guy. I mean, not only is he an incredibly talented basketball player, I mean, he's not even in the top 10 most talented NBA players, but he is probably the most willful NBA player in the game today. Because he's never won a fucking championship. And he desperately feels he's entitled to one. But look at all the effort he's putting into it. This is phenomenal, okay? But then look at the Lakers. Look at poor Anthony Davis. I mean, he fell into the trap. I mean, Anthony Davis has not won a championship. And LeBron James really couldn't give a shit. I mean, how could he possibly care? I mean, like, he must care a little bit. I mean, his pride is out there, but he knows he's got 1 or 2 years left. If he's smart, he'll retire after next season, or maybe he'll even retire after this season. Maybe they make a run into the playoffs. They win their first round, which they might do. It looks like they might do. And then, and then they lose the second round in some kind of an atrocious way. I know I'm writing this as I go. And then he says at the end, after the playoffs are over, hopefully not stealing the thunder from the playoffs, he waits till after, I don't know, after the draft. The NBA draft would be a good time to do it. And just says, look, I'm hanging it up. I'm going out. I feel really good about what we did this season, but really, that was the last I had to give. And frankly, under his breath, I don't give a shit anymore. Because what does he have to prove? He already owns the fucking record for the most points ever. What other records does he want? I mean, he probably has more championship rings than anybody. The point is that once you win your first championship, it's pretty much downhill from there. And that was the problem. I mean, even I heard an interview with the coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr. Sort of like after they won the fourth championship, he literally gave an interview where he said, yeah, I really have to come up with new ways to get these guys interested in winning another championship. And he said what he's done is he's let them coach the team, because hopefully they'll find some new things to achieve, because obviously they are very achievement-oriented people. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and that asshole who should be in jail for what he does. He's fun to hate. I mean, you gotta go with me there on it. I mean, I know you probably don't hate him because you root for that team, but I don't think anybody really, I think that being a Warriors fan is like being a Yankees fan. It's like saying, I like winning. Great. What else? I mean, that's why it's so gratifying right now to be a Knicks fan. Seriously, try to imagine having been through the last decade, the last two decades. I mean, you have to go back a long ways. And for the 90s, I wasn't really, 80s and 90s, I wasn't really paying attention to the Knicks. You know why. You know what I was doing, right? I mean, there you go. I was like trying to scratch out success. Because, you know, every time I thought I was getting somewhere, someone else would hit me over the head. And then, of course, I did try to win on my own terms. I didn't say I'm any better than anybody else. You know, I bought a great PR firm. I had beautiful offices. We got furniture. Everybody took vacations. You know, we're not going to burn ourselves out. We're just going to make a great product. And the world's going to love us. And, you know, it's bullshit. It just doesn't work that way. And it's boring. That's why what the Nets did was so boring. And they do it all the time. It's not the first time. They bought Paul Pierce and the other guy's name, Garnett. Is that right? I think he's Kevin Garnett, KG, whatever. They bought those two guys thinking, oh yeah, their legs are probably shot, but they probably have one more championship in them. And we'll just like add that. And so we'll just give them draft choices. So we won't like give up any of our good players. We'll just add these great guys to it. And so Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett come along, get on board, put on their Nets uniforms, and they're fucking bored. And they don't like Brooklyn. And they go, they know what they did, and they also know what their legs feel like. And they know they're not going to win a championship. And they don't want to necessarily tell the Nets management. So they just go out through the motions and they get knocked out. I don't even know if they made the playoffs, but if they did, they get knocked off really early because they don't give a shit. Because once you win a championship, you don't give a shit. Or you want to win on your own terms. So that means not giving a shit. I'm going to win a championship because I'm hands down the best in the game. And yeah, I know you have to work really hard, but I'm the exception to that. And so... And Anthony Davis fell for it. And he may never win a championship now. Because I don't know anybody. Unless somehow they win the championship this year, then it's going to be because of Anthony Davis. It's not going to be because of LeBron James. Now we get to find out if Anthony Davis can put the team on his back and take them, you know, all the way. Or even if he can get past the first round, that would be pretty impressive. He needs to hook up with somebody who is as hungry as he is. The idea of hooking up with LeBron James, that's the easy way, and easy ways don't work. And one more note. I mean, we should do a podcast about this maybe, or whatever. That's kind of what this is. But what about Kevin Love? You got to notice that he made a contribution last night, right? And you think about it, at the same time, he's kind of the player that the Cleveland Cavaliers could really use right now. And they put him on waivers. Why did they do that? He was a bench player for them, and they have no fucking bench. Then that's why the Knicks are killing them. Because the Knicks have a very even roster. They've got some really quality players sitting there on the bench. And they get into the game, and you know, they have their time every game, and they generally are the reason the Knicks win. Because the teams, obviously in the playoffs, the teams you play against are teams that did very well in the regular season. In order to do that, you have to have some really great players, first team players. And Cleveland has that. They had it even before they got Donovan Mitchell, you know? But somehow the Knicks have an answer for those guys. They shut them down. That's because Brunson. The Knicks hired a guy who is the hungriest guy in the world. He doesn't need a LeBron James. He doesn't want a LeBron James. He's fucking a genius. He's an incredibly gifted athlete. He's a strategist. He's an organizer. Everybody on the team is behind him. It's like, I don't know. It's like the greatest thing in the world to watch. Because the Knicks have always had bozos. I mean, seriously, they had the biggest bozo in the fucking NBA, who's like lovable, but a fucking idiot, which in Carmelo Anthony is like total narcissist. He says, well, you know, of course, I mean, I was one of these days, I think I wanted to win a championship. Somebody told him at one point, you need to start saying you want to win a championship, but he was never believable. He didn't give a fuck. He just liked to look at himself in the mirror because he's so pretty. You know, I mean, he fucked up the Knicks, but you still gotta love him. Because he's mellow. And I got a little glimpse of how the NBA views mellow because I know an NBA team owner. And I've known him for many, many years. And I email with him sometimes. And I was emailing with this guy. I think you know who I'm talking about, probably. Around the time when the Knicks were, when Phil Jackson was probably shopping Carmelo Anthony. I thought for sure he's trying to trade him now, you know. And so my friend, who's the owner, told me nobody will buy Carmelo Anthony. Nobody wants him. Nobody likes him. Nobody thinks he's a good basketball player. And I felt really sad when I heard that because as a fan, Melo's fun to watch, but the Knicks weren't fun to watch. So anyway, that's why I like the playoffs and that's why I'm not interested in the San Francisco, Golden State, whatever you call them. They should sell Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and the criminal. They should sell them to the Brooklyn Nets so we can laugh at them. Sorry, Dave. All right, talk to you later.